The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has taken a swipe at Tony Abbott, saying it appears that the opposition leader doesn't understand how the military justice system works. The rebuke follows Mr. Abbott's intervention in the case of three Australian soldiers charged over the deaths of six civilians in Afghanistan last year. Mr. Abbott says he suspects there's been a deep failure by the government to provide the soldiers with the defence they're entitled to, and that people fear the soldiers have been stabbed in the back by the government. Ms. Gillard says Mr. Abbott should get the facts first before talking about such cases publicly. The Australia Defence Association says the opposition leader's comments are unhelpful and that it has told the Liberal Party so, from Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
In 2006, the Howard government appointed Lynn McDade the first Director of Military Prosecutions. She'd had 23 years of military law experience prior to the appointment through full-time and part-time service with the Army Reserve. Last month, after 18 months of examination, the Brigadier charged three Australian soldiers over the deaths of six civilians in Afghanistan last year. One of the unnamed soldiers was charged with manslaughter. It sparked fury from some, with the military prosecutor vilified for her decision through online social websites. It also prompted an online petition with more than 20,000 signatures calling on the Governor-General to intervene and overturn the case. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
Has this government given these soldiers the defence they deserve? Because they can't be thrown to the wolves, which is what I think a lot of people fear.
Mr. Abbott later said he thought some people believed the soldiers were being stabbed in the back by the government. Broadcaster Alan Jones asked the opposition leader about the case yesterday.
This is another consequence of the Rudd government. Mm. This woman was given untrammelled power, greater power than the military command, by the Rudd government as the quote-unquote new form of military justice. This is where it's brought us. Shouldn't you then be saying to the parliament that there must be a revision of the kind of power this woman has?
Well, as I said, Alan, I suspect there has been a deep failure by this government to provide these soldiers with the defence that they are entitled to.
The Prime Minister says it's the military's job to offer legal assistance, not the government's.
Mr. Abbott seems to believe that the government can make representations in this process. That is simply not true. And anyone who had bothered to get themselves briefed as to the facts would have known that wasn't true. Now, national security doesn't get any more important than that. I would say to Mr. Abbott, this is an area where he's got the clearest of all obligations to inform himself of the facts before he speaks.
Julia Gillard says the military justice system as it operates now is a creation of the Howard government, which Tony Abbott was part of.
Mr. Abbott sat around that cabinet table. If he had any concerns about this legislation, then why weren't they expressed at that time?
Defence says it's offered legal representation to the accused, that they've had the choice of who'll defend them and that it's been at the Commonwealth's expense. The Chief of Army, Lieutenant General Ken Gillespie, has also issued a strongly worded statement urging defence personnel against doing anything that's disrespectful or not supportive of the legal process that would undermine the integrity of the military justice system or undermine the prosecutor. He says the military prosecutor is acting in accordance to her duties in an independent way, that vilifying her and signing petitions is completely inappropriate and unlawful. The Lieutenant General says, quote, none of us, including me, knows all of the evidence that the Director of Military Prosecutions has considered in deciding to lay the charges. The Army Chief says the fact that charges have been laid does not mean the men are guilty. Neil James is the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association.
We fully support his comments. We've been busy on the internet in the last fortnight pointing out to many people that their assumptions about the charges against the commandos in many cases are wrong. Most of the petitions and discussion on the net is based on an inadequate understanding of the law applying, the history of that law. In other words, it's applied to every soldier we've ever sent to every war. And the fact that a lot of the claimed facts about the incident are in fact assumptions, many of them may need to be tested in court.
Are you surprised by this campaign? In some respects, it's turned into a campaign of vilification against the military prosecutor.
Look, this has been disgraceful. I mean, some of the abuse of Brigadier McDade on the net has been sexist, vituperative, childish, cowardly. been beyond a joke, made even worse by the fact it's extremely ignorant.
What do you hope now happens as a result of these comments by Ken Gillespie?
I would hope that a lot of people who are willy-nilly signing petitions without actually bothering to think about it stop doing so. But more importantly, people stop to realise that there's a danger that the fair trial that these commandos deserve and need may be prejudiced by some of the silly discussions that are going on more broadly in the community, particularly on Talkback Radio.
The Federal Opposition Leader, Tony Abbott, also intervened in this debate yesterday, making some comments that he didn't think the government was making enough representations on behalf of the soldiers. What do you make of his intervention?
We thought his intervention was most unhelpful, and we pointed that out to the Liberal Party. No politician and no senior military officer, and indeed no one, should interfere in this process.
The Australia Defence Association's Neil James, ending that report by Sabra Lane.